now. JimForAmerica.com, the radio show. Paid for by Jim Condit Jr. for Congress.
Welcome. I am Jim Condit Jr. running for Congress in the 2nd District in Ohio, and I approve this message in this hour. If you don't understand what's happening with the COVID-19 plandemic, you will at least hear what's happening in this hour. Bill Cunningham, the famous talk show host in Cincinnati, who's on the air now, should just interrupt this show and start broadcasting my show. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity should steal our material and all the information in this hour, but they won't, because they would be terminated within days if they put out the information that we're going to put out in this hour. Now, I listen to and enjoy listening to Cunningham and Rush and Hannity, Mark Levin and all the rest, but they don't talk about everything. If you listen to this program, take the information that we share with you. Go to JimForAmerica.com. You will be able to get a lot more out of those shows, because we're going to tell you what they don't tell you. The big media has been taken over for, almost since the beginning. But they've been taken over by evil information magicians. And I'm the good magician. I'm going to show you how the evil magicians do their tricks on you and how you can see through them. Okay, let me first now play the one-minute radio ad I ran on Friday, September 4th, 2020, and then I'll quickly cover why I ran that ad the way I did, and then we'll start getting into the current COVID-19 beatdown on the United States of America. Here it is. Hi, this is Jim Condit Jr., and I approve this message. That's me playing Holy God We Praise Thy Name on a pipe organ. I've played Mass continuously every year at various churches since 1966. I'm one of you. By law, iHeart must run my congressional ads on WLW and WKRC. I've paid for 3 ads every Thursday from now to Election Day around the Bill Cunningham Show, which will tell you about the last thing I ever wanted to find, that the deep state is run by anti-American billionaire communist Jews who are using their big media and COVID-19 to transform our free country into an inhumane dictatorship. We must fight back now. Tune in 10 to 11 p.m. this Sunday night on 55KRC, and urgently go to JimForAmerica.com. Now, first of all, everyone should understand that the reasonable access law passed by Congress in the 1930s and revised in 1974 and given an ironclad status by the court right underneath the Supreme Court, this D.C. Circuit Court in 1996, says that a political candidate for Congress, senator, president, or federal judge cannot be censored by radio stations that are FEC regulated. In other words, WLW, WKRC, all the radio stations that are AM or FM are regulated by the FCC. They're public airwaves. And therefore, all the Congress and the courts have decided in an ironclad way that stations cannot censor candidates and their supporters. That's why these ads are on. Those running iHeart in San Antonio would never let this show or my ads on if it wasn't for the reasonable access law. And WLW and WKRC are in no way responsible for what I put on the air or any other candidate. People should not call and yell at them. By law, they have to do it or they can lose their license. So that's how I get on the air, okay? If I was criticizing the Palestinians or the Arabs or the Germans, they'd probably give me my own talk show. But since I'm criticizing the Jewish lobby and Israel and so forth, then it's a fight, even when they're supposed to not interfere with this. Sometimes we've gotten interference from, I'm sure, high up in the company, not from the people I've dealt with locally, who are always very accommodating, try to make things, treat everybody fair, you know. So while you were doing, the reason I put the organ music on is all these years I've put on ads. Some people say they sound harsh. Well, when you do an ad and you're paying $400 for an ad, or $120, depending on the time of day, or $25 if it's overnight, then you gotta wake people up while they're driving down the street thinking about their bills or whatever. If you don't wake them up then you're wasting your money. So I thought I would put that organ music on and say a few other things to try to say who I am. The only thing that came easy to me in life was playing organ hymns for church. I mean, I had to take lessons and be taught and so forth, but that kind of came easy to me. It kind of came naturally. And I played at St. Margaret of Cortona starting in the seventh grade when I was 13 years old, and have played almost every Sunday somewhere at some Catholic church until today. That's what, I think it's 54 years later. I played at St. Margaret of Cortona. There was a chapel called Friarhurst up near Avoca Park, near Newtown and Marymount. I played St. Peter's and Paul in Norwood one time. I played a lot of weddings at various churches, about 200 weddings over the years. And except for the last one, when the bride walked out, it never rained when I was playing the wedding. Even if it was raining during the service, it would become sunny, or at least not raining, when the bride came out after the Mass and till the last time. The last time somebody told him, hey, he's never had it rain. And so when the bride and groom walked out at that Mass, it drizzled a few years ago. So I'm the oldest of 11 kids. Don't assume that any of my brothers and sisters agree with anything that I say. Some of them may, some of them may not, and none of them agree with everything, and they don't like everybody else, they don't like that I attack or put on the spot or criticize the Jewish lobby. I was married in 1978. My wife and I have 6 children. I went to the Nixon convention by a kind of a quirk of fate. I went to the Nixon convention in 1972 at age 19. Ironically, I'd gotten interested in politics when Bobby Kennedy was shot. I was a sports fanatic till then, and the night he was shot, then the next morning, for various reasons, I began to get interested in politics, but then became kind of a conservative. I was at St. X High School, and everybody else seemed to be, that was speaking out, seemed to be a flaming left-winger. So I thought, well, somebody's got to stick up for the United States at St. X High School among those who were speaking up. As I got out of college in 1974, we became probably the last company to pay nothing but get a license. And we did the Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan, and Tony Perez t-shirts during the Big Red Machine. Now, of course, none of them necessarily, even though I exist or agree with anything that I say, not saying that, I'm just saying we did their t-shirts way back there in the Big Red Machine days, 1976. We were the second company to do the Heimlich Maneuver t-shirts. And again, I'm not implicating the Heimlich family. I'm a big fan of Dr. Heimlich. Met him twice. He's passed away now. I think Phil Heimlich might have been the best city councilman we've had in the last 50 years. But that doesn't mean they agree with anything I do, and I don't mean to imply that. 60 nieces and nephews, and a lot of their in-laws. So some of you in Cincinnati area, anyway, probably know somebody from my family. I founded Watch the Vote USA, which explains how votes should be counted. That's at watchthevoteusa.com. You can get that through Jim. You can get everything through jimforamerica.com. Was one of the ones that spearheaded the precinct movement in 1988 and 1990 that had the courts been fair, we would have taken over Republican headquarters, would have organized people that were like-minded across the country, and we wouldn't be in the mess we are in today. Not to say that those running the Republican Party then were the worst people in the world. They weren't. but they were brain dead compared to what they needed to be. And so here we are with right now the juggernaut of the shadow government ready to beat down on the United States of America. So, and I would also contend that I'm one of the best friends. I'm one of you, and I'm one of the best friends of the American people that speaks out in public. I'm even one of the best friends of the Jewish people, whether they know it or not, because what's happened throughout history is a few criminal Jews at the top have been running the Jewish community in many places. They persecute their own people, and then when it becomes obvious, like it's becoming obvious now in the United States of America, that this Jewish crime syndicate or Jewish mafia, if you will, is strangling the country, then often the population or some in the population take it out on all the Jewish people. I don't want to see indiscriminate persecution. So we need to, like we had to stop. I'm 50% Irish and 25% Sicilian Italian. But the mafia was led by Sicilian Italians, but that doesn't mean all the Sicilian Italians, even the majority, were part of this criminal clique at the top of the mafia. Same goes for the current situation with the Jewish people. The everyday folks walking around in Blue Ash or wherever Jewish people live are not, they have no power. They're not part of this criminal shadow government that needs to be arrested and taken down and save humanity from a ton of grief that's coming if we don't. I might be accused by people that don't know the definition of anti-Semitism, of being anti-Semitic. I like almost every Jewish person I've ever met. Of course, I'm in political circles or health circles, and I find, like my Uncle Dave once said, he was a seller. He's passed away now, but he sold a lot of business. He says, boy, do those Jewish business owners have a lot of personality, and that's what I've always felt, too. I never had any bad business dealings in Cincinnati with any Jewish person, and since I was in the T-shirt business, I did deal with a number of Jewish businessmen in Mecca and never had a bad experience. The guy in New York we dealt with named Strauss, you got to kind of watch sometimes these New Yorkers, the deals they want to get you into, and he got us into not the greatest deal, but for various reasons that worked out okay. Okay, we'll be back after the break. This is Jim Conda Jr. You're listening to the show Jim Conda Jr. for Congress. Go to jimforamerica.com, and we'll be back after the break. Okay, we're back. You're listening to Jim Conda Jr. for Congress in the 2nd District of Ohio. I'm Jim Conda Jr. So let's pick up now where we left off. But no, I've never had any business problems with any of the Jewish people I've dealt with. So it isn't a personal thing. Like Mike McConnell once said, oh, did somebody some Jewish kid beat him up when he was a kid? No. I'm just, the last thing you want to find is that you're going to have to attack the Jewish lobby, because that's usually a career destroyer because of their control of the media and so forth. We'll get into that a little bit more. I work with the Kyer brothers, who were both left-wing Jewish, and they were fighting vote fraud, computer vote fraud, like I was. We worked together from 1986 to 1997 when Jim, the last of the two, died. And my dad and I are Chapter 12 in Vote Scam, the Stealing of America, the book, Vote Scam, the Stealing of America, the greatest title to ever be on any vote fraud book, by Jim and Ken Kyer, published in 1992. We're Chapter 12, my dad and I, in the Cincinnati story. Also work with Howard Phillips, the Jewish fellow who became, I think, a Reconstructionist Christian. But I coordinated to get him on the ballot in 1996 and 2000, 5,000 signatures to get him on the ballot as the Constitution Party candidate. I think he had to run as an independent because of the rules. But no one else in the history of Ohio has ever collected signatures in two campaigns to get a person of Jewish descent on the ballot for president in the state of Ohio. I'm the only one that did that. So if you, anti-Semitism is hating people because they're born Jewish. Like, I guess anti-Irishness, Irishism would be hating Irish people because they're born Irish. But if the actions of a group are so effective for evil, then you have to speak out against it, for not only for the society's good, but for their own good. So that's not anti-Semitism. Even though people are so brainwashed today, any criticism of anything Jewish, people immediately think, gosh, that's Hitler. He wants to incinerate 6 million Jews or something like that. And by the way, some very astute person recently said to me, you know, I've agreed with everything you've said over the years except the attack on the Jewish lobby. It sounds too much like Hitler. And that was, of course, one of the things that Hitler basically did. By indiscriminate cruelty, and we'll do some shows on Hitler with Christopher John Bjerknes in this series. But basically, that's the idea, was what came out of World War II, was if anybody ever criticized the Jewish lobby or the Jewish shadow government when they're destroying a country, like is happening just now in the United States of America and even in other countries of the world, then you're to be brainwashed, so you first say, huh, that guy must be a Hitler. I haven't shot a gun since 1971 in XUROTC. Our family recently bought some guns when we see that some of the mayors around the country are not going to defend the people against gangs roving. But I'm not the guy with the guns. I'm not the guy that's hurt anybody or killed anybody. I'm trying to stop that, and all the people that work with me, the few people that work with me. So, at any rate, those are just a few comments about myself, and that's enough about that. Let's start moving on to the substance of this beatdown that America is suffering and that we must deal with. Okay, let's move to the COVID beatdown that's going on right now. You're listening to Jim Conda Jr., Jim Conda Jr. for Congress, sponsoring the show. Our country is now a conquered country mentally. Sun Tzu said the best way to win a war is to not let the other side know you're fighting a war. And this is what the communist Jewish shadow government, now these are all led by billionaire bankers. We say, well, how can billionaire bankers be communists? Well, communism and socialism was always the invention of the top Jewish bankers in the world. They funded the takeover of Russia in 1917. I think it was 37 million killed in the first 20 years. They funded the communist takeover of China and 1946, and I think there was 64 million people killed in the first 20 years. Eastern Europe, and they plan to do this to the United States of America. I know a lot of you aren't going to believe that right now, but they're planning to kill at least 10 to 15 million white people in the United States of America, and a lot of Black people and Hispanics and everyone else and Jewish people will be caught in the crossfire when that breaks out. If they get that far, we're here to stop them from doing so. Now, so we're conquered in that the organized Jewish lobby, I'm going to call it the shadow government, owns all of our media stations, including this one. As I say, and all the iHeart stations, if I wasn't, they control them. I don't know who they put. They might put somebody else in the CEO or something, but they control them. And usually, they're quite visible, though, as we'll see in a minute from Brother Nathaniel Kapner's little segment I'm going to play from him. And then the conquering of our money. They control our money since 1913 when Congress stupidly authorized a private company, the Federal Reserve, to take over our money, and they were going to give Congress the great benefits of being able to do things for their constituents without raising taxes. That's why most of the shallow congressmen went for it. You had a few people like Charles Lindbergh's father and others speaking out against it all the time. There was always a few. And then finally, over the last, since 1973, they've consolidated by 1988 the control over our easily rigged computer voting systems. I have been screaming about this for 40 years. Now three companies, ES&S, that's Election Systems and Software, Dominion, which used to be Diebold and Sequoia, and finally Hart, which we use in Cincinnati, Ohio. These three companies are basically the same company. They have finagled the secretaries of state, all 50 of them, in the counties, about 3,000 out of 3,141 counties, to let them count the votes on their easily rigged computer systems. It's all the big cities. Go to electionnightgatekeepers.com. That's a pretty active site that we have up. Election Night Gatekeepers explains how this works between the media, which is also owned by this communist Jewish cabal, and the three companies, which by implication, it's hard to find out anything about them. They're owned by the same people and controlled by the same people. And then also, so you got that. You've never heard of these companies, 98% of me, unless you heard about it from me or Bev Harris or some of the other vote fraud fighters. But even the others don't seem to really emphasize this. We also have WatchTheVoteUSA.com. Of course, you can find all these through Jim for America. So when they can fix any tight election that they think they can get away with fixing, and they control the media and the issue of the money, where they're buying up more and more things, like you'll notice Amazon is, Bezos is the front man, but they're buying up everything. We're fighting against a communist and a fascist situation where business and the government are the same. But the point being, the richest people in the world that are evil, the evil ones, have always backed communism and socialism completely, because that's how they can force you to do what they want by the force of the government. And you see that happening with this COVID-19 and the incredible draconian beatdown plans they have for the U.S. population if the population doesn't wake up. And we'll talk about that in these weeks, maybe tonight to some extent. Now, people don't believe that our major media, radio and TV stations and big dailies are controlled by members or cooperators with this communist Jewish shadow government worldwide. So we're going to play a little part of a tape from Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who was a Jewish guy who converted to Russian Orthodoxism. He's very good, but he seems to me that he is trying to look as eccentric as possible on TV, on his video channel for some reason. So let's play Brother Nathaniel here about the media.
Americans' confidence in the news is now at an all-time low. For in a June 1st Gallup poll, only 23% said they trust in what the mainstream media has been spinning out. Faith in the news reached its peak in 1993, when viewer confidence was at 46%. It's been sliding downward ever since. What's tendered as news and even cultural norms is proffered in a tightly controlled venue, which George Orwell called the Ministry of Truth, which holds the means to mold the minds of the masses. And this power is in the hands of a few. Nah, they're not prostitutes, as Gerald Celente would have us believe. And they're not corporate elitists, as Alex Jones puts it. They're Jews. And I'm going to tell you just who. CBS is owned by Murray Rothstein. He changed his name to Sumner Redstone to pass himself off as a blue-blooded Gentile. NBC is owned by Brian Roberts, who with his sitcom, The New Normal, is corrupting the morals of our youth and annihilating the core of a stable, responsible society, the traditional family. ABC is owned by Sidney Bass, with Robert Iger as CEO, successor to Michael Eisner. CNN, along with Time and People magazine. All under the umbrella of Time Warner, is primarily owned by Israeli multimillionaire Aviv Novo, who hired a public relations company to shield him from public exposure. CNN's CEO is Jeff Zucker, former CEO of NBC. Fox News is owned by Rupert Murdoch, born to Jewish mother Elizabeth Green, making him by Talmudic law a Jew. In the print media, Murdoch also owns the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. Newsweek is owned by Jane Harman and Barry Diller. Harman's Newsweek is pushing that Jewish orchestrated red line, over which even more American Gentile soldiers will spill their blood for the Jews in Syria and Iran.
Former Secretary Baker said, if sanctions fail, and in fact Iran is about to get a nuclear weapon, then you had to take it out. That seems to be the opinion of the president as well.
We'll be back right after the break with the end of this Brother Nathaniel Kapner audio on who controls the media. This is Jim Conda Jr. You're listening to the show Jim Conda Jr. for Congress.com. We'll see you after the break. Okay, we're back. We're in the middle of Brother Nathaniel's audio on who controls the media. Charlie Rose is talking about President Obama. This was made 6 years ago, but it doesn't matter. Going back to as long as I've been alive in 1953, if these stations change hands, they change hands from one really pro-communist Jew. Communism for you and me, not communism for them. They plan to run it. Changes hands from one a very rich multi-millionaire, billionaire Jewish person to another. But this was made in 2014. So let's go to the conclusion of the Brother Nathaniel tape. Then I'll be back to comment and with some other stuff.
The president essentially said that. He said, we're not in favor of containment.
Right.
And he basically said at AIPAC, I was there a few months ago, that he has a red line.
The Washington Post is owned by the Meyer Graham family, with Donald Graham as chairman, Dave Goldberg is CEO, and Barry Diller is senior executive. And the New York Times, America's foremost print media, is owned by the Sulzberger family, with Arthur Sulzberger Jr. as chairman of the board. Even now, the Times is repeating the weapons of mass destruction lie to get us into yet another war for the Jews in Syria. You see, the only news you're going to get is what the Jews deem fit to print. And even what they don't print is also what you get. We had a chance to turn our country around by putting Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul in the White House. But the Jews smeared Buchanan in 1996 and ignored Ron Paul in 2012. We ended up instead with an incompetent Madison Avenue gimmick, Barack Hussein Obama, who's putting us on a slippery slope to cultural, economic, and international ruin. Money and media decides domestic and foreign policy. We know who's got the money. The Jews got the media, too.
Okay, that was Brother Nathaniel Kapner. He's himself is Jewish and was, I guess, of the Jewish religion and turned to Russian Orthodoxy. He's pretty hard on the Jewish leaders. Now, I don't like to say, like he said at the end, they're trying to get us into a war in Syria for the Jews, because there's one-third of the people in Israel oppose Netanyahu. That's never reported in the American press, which is one proof of the total control of the American press by the Likud faction of the Netanyahu faction of the Jewish leaders of the Jewish International Network. So I don't like that kind of overgeneralization, but that's most of that tape. But he gets his point across, I think, that by going over who controls the media, it is 100% controlled by this malefactor faction of the International Jewish Lobby. Now, so now the point is that, and we're about to have a guy who, best I can get or we can find of his name, is Flip Dave. But boy, does he is almost a genius the way he categorizes what's happening with the COVID thing. I'm going to play a segment from him now. Listen closely. It's very good. But so what's happened is because of the control of the media, people still don't know that the International Jewish Shadow Government did 9/11. The 19 Muslim kids were framed in the media, but there's no way those buildings fell by planes. And what 9/11 was used for was to begin the surveillance state, which is now far along in the United States, and to get us into war in the Middle East, which Henry Kissinger's assistant said on the day of 9/11, we would be in the Middle East for 50 years. Well, now we've been there so far for the last 20, heavily in there, knocking down one Arab country after another for Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party to go after Greater Israel, which is much expanded boundaries. Just Google Greater Israel, and you'll see that Netanyahu and that faction of the Jewish leadership, which does control the international Jewish shadow government, they plan no peace in the Middle East. They plan war until they get part of Iraq. And you just look up Greater Israel. You'll see how much further they have to expand. So they also use the media power to get us into the Iraq War in 2003. By the fake story of weapons of mass destruction, which is now discredited, but everybody still thinks it's great that we went in and attacked a country that had nothing to do with 9/11. Everyone admits it had nothing to do with 9/11. Certainly all the little kids, up to 1 million to 2 million, 500,000 admitted in 1997 before the war. Kids and people were killed for the blockade of medicine and food into Iraq, which no hardly anybody knew in the United States was happening. But Leslie Stahl hit Madeleine Albright, Clinton Secretary of State, and she admitted 500,000 at that time Iraqis had died from the blockade of food and medicine that the United States was doing in our name without 98% of us knowing about it. So they got us into that war based on the lies of the weapons of mass destruction. Now the media, the Jewish-controlled media, controlled by these top Jews, they have got us on this COVID thing, and it is ridiculous. There is a virus. It does have a cure for 90% of the people, no matter how much people from the evil Fauci down to Scott Sloan and Sterling on WLW Radio lie about it or pass on lies, that it doesn't work, and that's hydroxychloroquine protocol. So that took the scare out of it for people that didn't listen to the liars in the big media. But, yeah, they wanted maybe it to be worse. It wasn't. We've had some kind of a virus. It is different than the cold. But it is not a pandemic, and we'll get into what's been going on with this thing. But I want to play this guy who, as far as we can, he goes by Flip Dave. So listen to this brilliant, absolutely brilliant expose of what's happening in the COVID-19 crackdown to destroy our country and destroy our freedoms. Then I'll be back to comment.
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay, right? I mean, we should stop calling it, you know, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, you know, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, you know, this is for the greater good, right? When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, you know, treating your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal. I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, you know, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, you know, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why didn't you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right? It's because though 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic. Any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. See, these cameras work best when people are, you know, distance apart. Now they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, you know, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now get this, you know, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life. It's double speak, double talk. It's the two-doctrine policy, one for the initiated, one for the uninitiated, one for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, you know, if I violate the stay-at-home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, you know, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. You know, when the government shuts down, you know, millions of small businesses but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When the state bans dentists from practicing but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, you know, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, you know, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. You know, an institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run healthcare. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, you know, in general, but, you know, they don't care if people, you know, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and masks are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus. You know, this is a special kind of stupid that I can't address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you know, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, you know, who's in charge, just think about who you can and can't criticize.
Okay. We'll be back after the break with commentary on Flip Dave's absolutely genius commentary on this plandemic, scamdemic, COVID-19, a virus but no pandemic. Jim Conda Jr., you're listening to Jim Conda Jr. for Congress. We'll see you right after the break. Okay, we're back for the final segments of tonight's show. This is Jim Condit Jr. You're listening to Jim Condit Jr. for Congress. I'm sure people just tuning in throughout the hour, they want someone to identify who's talking. That's why I do it so much. So we just heard, before the break, we heard Flip Dave make some genius comments about the evil and hypocrisy of the COVID-19, a virus, but non-pandemic. And he talked about it's all about becoming corporate USA instead of the real USA. And that's what he's talking about there is when you get fascism, you have the government and business working like as one. And we have that happening with the buying up of more and more of our economy by the evil one percenters, those one percenters who are evil. And of course, not all rich people are pushing in the wrong direction. So what he is better, more accurate to say is that the top Antichrist, anti-American, and believe me, I'm not name calling, they are the top, communist promoting Jewish bankers. They want communism. Now, what is communism? Communism is you were a free man. Let's take Russia in 1917. You were a free man. You owned your own farm. You owned your own tools. The communists came along and starved people out and killed them and said, now, by the way, you're not anything but an animal now. You have no rights in the court. You have no rights anywhere. You we're not even going to treat your family relations as human if we don't want to. And so you are now on a commune, communism, okay? And why do the richest faction of the evil people want communism and socialism? Because they can force you to do what they want with the power of the government. That's why the richest people have always done that. Now, for instance, if you want to, there's a talk on the internet called None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen, 1971, A-L-L-E-N. That's a good book. It's about an hour speech. It's good to listen to. There's also the book None Dare Call It Conspiracy, published in 1972, which is what woke me up. So you have a situation where the average person is like a child wandering into a movie in the middle of a movie with no frame of reference. They don't know that they're not clear on what the shadow government is. They're not clear what they're trying to do. So they are easy prey. And when all the media says something and all the bought off puppets like DeWine and Beshear and the rest say something and they're all pushing it day after day, then the average person figures that it must be true. But it's not true if you have a bunch of liars banding together to say it. Another thing Flip Dave said was that, why are you wearing masks now as opposed to when you weren't wearing them during the tuberculosis or one of these other infectious disease pandemics? And he said, because the major media is telling you to. You believe they're your friends when the major media is those behind it are the greatest enemies America has ever faced. And they're telling you to do it. And then other people bought off by the bankers, like the international bankers, not Fifth Third and PNC and the local bankers, they're our neighbors. But these handful up at the top there that Winston Churchill and many others have talked about over the last century, they are telling DeWine and the others, Beshear, what to do. Amy Atkin, you remember, with her syrupy voice. She would come on like she had a little girl's voice, like Blasey Ford up that was trying to get Kavanaugh. Yet when Laura Ingraham made it clear to the world that there was a basic cure for most people that aren't at death's door, hydroxychloroquine with erythromycin and zinc, and Trump repeated it, then the next day this vicious witch, pro-abortion, murdering witch by accomplice to the abortion chambers, she came out and told DeWine immediately, cut off access to hydroxychloroquine. Make it hard to get when people need it immediately when they get the COVID and they think they have the symptoms. And DeWine and her made it so you couldn't get it for a week. First time ever they're intervening between the doctor and their patients. And, of course, this drug has been used, hydroxychloroquine has been used safely for 70 years. It's so absurd because they even said that if you're taking it for lupus, you can keep taking it. If you're taking it for rheumatoid arthritis, you can keep taking it. If you're going on a trip where you might get malaria, you can take it. But if you have COVID, then you can't take it. What a bunch of liars and murderers. These people like DeWine, Beshear, the other 40 governors, Cuomo, and Amy Atkin, they need to be prosecuted under 18 U.S.C. 242. That's 18 U.S.C. 242, and it says that if they use their power to obstruct people's rights, they could be put in jail for life, up to life, and if they use their power to cause people to die, which DeWine and all of them have done, by blocking access to hydroxychloroquine in a timely manner, then they can be put to death. I want to see trials. I want to see these governors and these public officials who just are brain dead and shallow opportunists who take orders from the latest thing they heard from the mainstream, satanically, diabolically Jewish-controlled media. I want to see them on trial. Of course, they got a lot better chance of putting me on trial than I do of seeing them put on trial. Now, if you go to, and you should go, everyone should go to jimforamerica.com. We have a menu tab and other, you know, links where you can get to the same place called COVID-19 Misinformation. And, for instance, masks are not effective. I hate to call him doctor, the evil Fauci said at the beginning, hey, masks don't work for viruses. If it makes you feel better to wear one. Then I guess he got orders from on high to change his position. The World Health Organization, some honest person there in the last few weeks said, oh yeah, the masks don't help to stop the spread of the virus. So yet this is a people test. This is an occult people test. We have videos on our website. This is when they take you into secret society or into some elements of the occult, they put a mask on you, or a full mask usually. And this is a cult symbology subconsciously in your mind that you're going from a one stage to another. You're not a Freemason, now you're a Freemason. In this case, this national experiment, the people pushing around experiment they're doing on us, the idea is that they want you subconsciously to feel, I'm going from being a free American under the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, I'm going to be a slave in Jewish communism. That's what they subconsciously want you to do. It's a cult. The masks are very dangerous. We have on our website an essay called Why Masks Don't Work. I think that's what it's called, but it's by Dr. Huber, 42 pages. Go read that and you realize how not only not effective, but dangerous to your teeth and your breathing and everything else these masks are, which healthy people should not be wearing around in public. Now, at the same time, the same bankers pulled pulled their chain of a lot of these public officials to fund Black Lives Matter, which had $1.5 billion in a short time once they pulled the trigger, and to start all these racial tensions with the very convenient death of the Floyd fellow, that incident apparently, and there's questions about that. I believe the guy's dead, but the point is there are questions about that. It came along at the perfect time, basically, and this inflamed all the racial tensions, and all these governors and mayors are not are telling the police to stand down, causing people to get killed already, and also is a threat to the middle class. They're seeing how far they can go and staging a overthrow of the United States of America while getting us to voluntarily give up our rights with the scare, the false numbers on the coronavirus deaths and the false numbers on the infections. On our website, Ben Swan, who was on Channel 19 in Cincinnati for years, and his website, we got videos of him on the mass. He says it's true that only 6% of the COVID deaths were really from COVID. I would watch anything from him, anything from a guy named James Corbett, anything from a guy named Bill Still, and there's just a ton of other good people on the internet that are doing tremendous investigative reporting. Okay, we're nearing the end of the show. Documentation, Mike Piper's book, High Priests of War, will show you who runs our government, who got us into the Iraq War, and it is the Jewish Network. Another documentation would be Christopher Belin's videos, which are can be found on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, which is an alternative website to YouTube. And there is Father Fahey's book, The Rulers of Russia. You can find out why I'm telling you that this shadow government, who runs it, and there's some of the documentation for it. So we'll be back in the next 8 weeks. We'll have some great guests. We'll elucidate more of this stuff. I just scratched the surface. But if you go to jimforamerica.com, then we'll have up on the homepage a video for you to watch or audios each week at the top. And we'll also, you also have a ton of documentation in the documentation page and in the documentation page and in the COVID-19 page. So we've just scratched the surface this week. The COVID death counts are false, by 90% exaggerated. That's documented on our website, jimforamerica.com. Just scroll down the videos. This was planned long in advance. There's plenty of documentation, including videos you can watch of them having simulated meetings going over all this as a fiction, you know, in 2018. The infections are false. Remember, DeWine had a positive test. He had COVID when he didn't want to meet Trump. Next day, oh, no, it was negative. What a bunch of liars. So we'll be here next week. Come back. Tell your friends and neighbors. We'll have invaluable information every week. We'll have some great guests. Go to jimforamerica.com. We'll have a different, a good audio or video up at the top of the homepage every week. And go to the documentation page or the COVID-19 misinformation page, which is on the menu tabs, for some good information. This is Jim Conda Jr., Jim Conda Jr. for Congress. We'll see you next week.